All right, we're going to go ahead and continue our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by Shane Van Gisbergen, who will be leading the field to green tomorrow in the NASCAR Cup Series race. Shane, happy birthday.
Thanks.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions if you have one. Please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Just how different and or similar is it in the Cup car here with the track limits now that you've experienced it?
Yeah, only turn one I find different. You really have to brake a bit earlier and harder to stop the corner. And then you got no margin for error. Like, you're trying to stay relatively tight last year, but you could blow the corner if you needed to and still make time. So yeah, it has changed how accurate you need to be at turn one. And then, yeah, yesterday in the restarts, I really found how much tighter of a corner it was and how much you don't want to be on the outside, I guess, but sometimes you can't help it. So yeah, it's a tough corner. The carousel's not really different, I don't think.
Additional questions? We'll go to Reed and Chris and Dustin.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. In following the ghost car on the chart there, it looked like you gained pretty much 0.2 in the bus stop, and that's where you beat everybody else. Is that a particular point of emphasis for you, or are you doing something different there that no one else is?
I haven't studied it fully yet, but I did nail it on my first lap, and the first half of the lap was pretty average, I thought, and then my second lap, I had less tire grip, but it was a better lap. So I think I was ahead until the bus stop and then mucked it up. Like, my first lap was really good there. So probably got it right and maybe the others got it wrong. But generally, that is a reasonably strong point for me here. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Knight, GetJones.com. Shane, did the sash bring you good luck? And what will you do with it?
Not wear it again.
Were you surprised when you got that?
Yeah. But thankfully, it's two other people's birthday on our team as well, so I might give that on to someone else.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Obinojewski, how much of a handful were the cars today out there?
Yeah, it was odd. I expected it to be faster in the cold conditions, which it was, but then the fall-off was insane. I didn't expect that, and the O'Reilly car, it felt pretty good. You know, you could push hard and not much fall-off, and then yeah, the marbles and the fall off was extreme today. So it was kind of like Bristol when it's cold, the tires would fall apart. So yeah, it was very interesting. Like, we fell off 4 seconds or something. So yeah, crazy. But it'll be a good race to watch, but probably a hard one to manage. Yeah.
Other questions? We'll come right down here. We'll go to Steven, Lee, and Bob.
Yeah, Andrew Laguerre from the Elmira Star Gazette. Just how much of an impact do you think the added 10 laps to this race we'll have tomorrow?
Not really sure. I think you'll still stay out the whole time. It'll just drag out that second stage, but some people might do something different to leapfrog them into the third stage, maybe. There's an option there, but yeah, not too sure. It'll be cool to see how it plays out.
Steven?
Steven Stump, Frenchers.com. Shane typically said that the trucks race closer to the next-gen car than the O'Reilly cars do. Was that your experience racing on Friday on a road course with the truck for the first time?
Who said that? They're way wrong. Yeah, not even close.
We'll come down to Lee and then to Bob.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Now that you've turned 37, then you're still relatively a young guy, but, you know, even in racing these days, right? Where do you feel you are in your career, and how much better can you get, not even have turned 40 yet?
Yeah, I think we're lucky as race drivers compared to other sports. We have a very long shelf life. You know, you see guys competitive into their mid, late 40s or even longer. It's a pretty cool career we have. So, yeah, I can keep doing this for as long as I want. I still enjoy it, and I still feel like I'm learning a lot, especially the last couple of years. It's probably more than I've ever learned. And yeah, I feel like my mind is still open to improving and getting better, and I don't feel like I'm getting any slower. So yeah, I'll keep doing it as much as I can.
We'll go to Bob.
Had a couple more. Like, do you feel like this is kind of your race to lose? Like, that if you do everything right and your quick crew does everything right, you should win this race?
Not with the tires like they are. I think there's going to be a lot of strategy tomorrow, like, and a lot of execution. Like, we saw Connor made a mistake and just got half a car wide in the marbles, and then he lost, you know, 3 seconds for the next few laps. So it's all going to be about executing, and I think there's going to be a lot of variables tomorrow. So, yeah, I don't think it's an easy race for sure, like us, like we've had in the past, you know, straight, never easy, but straightforward, I mean. I don't think it's going to be like that tomorrow.
And NASCAR repositioned a little bit of that tire barrier by the restart zone to kind of help you guys see the restart zone. I'm curious, could you tell a difference today?
No, I didn't even look at it, but Jerry from NASCAR told me that they'd moved it this morning, but I was kind of looking at the markers on the fence yesterday because I did track walk yesterday and there's all the timing lines, so I can see why it tripped everyone up yesterday. It's very, very confusing, but I kind of always use the lines on the fence anyway.
We'll go on the back to Ryan.
Ryan DaCosta, motorsport.com. Shane, you're one of the three Trackhouse guys doing triple duty this weekend. So when you jump from the truck to the O'Reilly, to the Cup, what's the part or dynamic that feels the most foreign to you whenever you swap?
I guess they're so different that it doesn't cross over as much, but yeah, I sat in the Cup car a little early, tried to visualize a lap and make sure I was going the right way on the gears and what I was going to do with the gears and stuff. And then thankfully with the weather, they let us have run wets if we needed to. So that was kind of handy to run the wet laps and just familiarize myself with the car again, and then didn't waste the newness of the slick tires. But yeah, thankfully they're kind of too different. You don't really get crossed over with the gears and stuff.
We'll go in the back to Kevin.
Hey, Shane, Kevin here. Hey, we've been hanging out with your awesome crew today, and they've been giving you a whole lot of praise, and I was just wondering if you could give us a little something about those guys and what they mean to you.
Yeah, you see how much that lap and getting a result means to everyone. It's been rough the last few months for our team and not much highlights, but you could feel like this cool vibe and energy in the shop this week and how pumped everyone was. We have three good road course guys capable of results, and it was good we executed, and all three of us are in the top five. So, yeah, it's a fun bunch of people to spend your weekends with, and I really enjoy being around all the guys and girls, and, yeah, hopefully we can reward them with a result tomorrow.
All right, Shane, thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.